December 16th. President called at 8:30 this morning and was reviewing some of the items we had covered last night. I had told him that Frank Shakespeare had resigned, and he had suggested last night that we consider Klein for that. He re-raised that this morning and felt that it would be a good appointment, even though it might restrict his political benefit. He said the way to approach him is to tell him USI is opened up, and because next year is a foreign policy year, it might be most helpful for him to be in that USIA spot. Foreign policy is the big gun, and the press outside the U.S. is extremely important. He called at 11:30 and said Henry was back in good shape after last night because the Indians had declared a ceasefire in West Pakistan, and so everything now is back on track and working out. Haig called me to say Rogers was sensing a PR coup in this whole thing and trying to get into it and get on top of it, but that we should keep it for the president. The only other development during the day were the progress reports from McGregor on the Congress. He was very pleased because he got a House up and down vote on the Mansfield Amendment, and it was defeated 130-101. He thinks now that he's going to be able to move things through to an adjournment tonight or tomorrow because the Senate decks are basically cleared for a vote on the continuing resolution, which is what's holding them up at this point. End of December 16th.